Forces news, events, stories that matter
on the Forces Station.
BFBS, your stories.
Your stories.
HQBFG,
Germany.
A survey to make sure foreign nationals and their families have correct passports and border agency checks is currently taking place in British Forces Germany. Lieutenant Colonel Peter Reed from HQ BFG is conducting the survey, which concerns those from the non-European economic area. So with drawdown approaching, how complicated is the procedure of returning to the UK for these non-EEA families?
It can be extremely complicated because if we have dependents who've come in and they don't have the correct in-date passports, a passport, or they don't have a SOFA stamp, then we could have difficulties trying to get them back into the UK on their return. And if some have got an adverse immigration history, for instance, which we are unaware of, then when we apply, or they apply for a visa to return to the UK on their husband's assignment, then it could be rejected by the UK Border Agency. And what we're trying to do to alleviate this issue, we have gone out with what we're calling a non-EA database check. So what we're asking for is for everybody to give us their passport details to confirm numbers of dependents that they have. This way we will be able to have 100% accuracy on all our non-EEA dependents and soldiers. And plus, what we're also asking this time, which we didn't do a year ago, was to ask if any would like to declare if they feel they may have an adverse immigration history, because my team, well, what they will do is then take on their case with the UK Border Agency. And what I would say, by previous individuals helping us, we have managed to overturn any bans that might have been imposed. We're not guaranteeing success, but we will do our utmost to get everybody back to the UK.
So how important is it that these surveys are completed?
Extremely important. If they don't, and there comes a problem when we're trying to move them back to UK, that's when we hit issues. And invariably, if it becomes too much of a problem, we may be able to do nothing about them at the time. So to declaring up front is vastly important. We're not trying to catch anybody out. What we're trying to do is help.
The surveys are currently being given to affected individuals through their chain of command, with a deadline to be completed by early March.
Well, the data process collection exercise will be completed by the 8th of March, and with us by the 8th of March, we'll be able to do an analysis. For those that have declared there may be an adverse system, then my team will then go back to the units chain of command, and we may wish to seek more information.
Gina Clark reporting for BFBS from Rheindahlen, Germany.
If you've got a story we should be telling, then tell us about it. Germany@bfbs.com.
Your stories.
Your stories. The Forces Station. BFBS.